Our second set of news items begins with a historic event at Norwich Cathedral and a James Bond villain's namesake. One of Norwich Cathedral's choristers took on the role of child bishop at a special evensong to celebrate St Nicholas, the patron saint of children. 12-year-old Sébastien Dubroc was named Cathedral's 2025 child bishop and used his new role to share wise words about the importance of being kind and supporting each other on life's journeys. The St Nicholas Day service on Friday the 5th of December was attended by the Bishop of Thetford, the Right Reverend Ian Bishop, who blessed Sébastien and presented him with a book of prayers before Sébastien gave his homily. The custom of boy bishop was popular in the Middle Ages, when the bishop of the diocese would symbolically stand to one side on St Nicholas's Day to allow a boy to take his place.
St Nicholas, that's Santa Claus, isn't it? We're getting close to Christmas. A man who gave much to the county. His namesake was a James Bond villain, inspired by his ferocity as a prefect at school. But Sir John Blofeld opted for a different path than Ernst Stavro Blofeld, the cat-stroking criminal mastermind bent on world domination. Born to a landed Broadland family in 1932, he would go on to become the barrister who successfully delivered the first prosecution under the then new Race Relations Act in 1966. He became a QC and then a judge before rising up through the ranks of the judiciary, presiding over several notable trials along the way. Sitting in the High Court in 2000, he was the judge who quashed the convictions of the so-called M25-3, who had been wrongly jailed for murder in 1990. As well as his lengthy and learned services to the law, Sir John was Chancellor of the Diocese of Norwich from 1998 to 2007, and was appointed a Deputy Lieutenant of Norfolk in 1991. The older brother of cricket commentator Henry Blofeld, he shared his siblings' passion for the sound of leather on willow and went into bat for Norfolk in the 1957 Minor Counties Championship.
A city venue that has hosted comedy stars, West End hits and celebrities has marked 30 years in business. December the 16th was 3 decades since the Norwich Theatre Playhouse first opened its doors. The site launched in 1995 in a converted Maltings building in St George's Street, and the 300-seat theatre has since become a much-loved home for comedy, theatre, music and community events. Stephen Crocker, Chief Executive and Creative Director at Norwich Theatre, said, 30 years ago, the inspirational Henry Burke had a vision for a brand new mid-scale theatre for Norwich, and here began the life of our wonderful Playhouse. The Playhouse has also helped launch the careers of many well-known comedians, including Sarah Millican, Al Murray, Catherine Ryan, Julian Clary, and Nish Kumar. It has a reputation for spotting talent early, having hosted Tim Minchin in 2006 before his rise to fame, and also staged the world premiere of Six in 2018 before its transfer to the West End and Broadway.
A dangerously overgrown churchyard on the outskirts of Norwich has been restored as part of a new heritage project. St Peter's Church, Crosswick, is the first of several churches to be transformed under a new partnership between the Diocese of Norwich and the Probation Services Community Payback Scheme. The site in Rectory Road in Spixworth had become a bracken-covered field, said Nicola Lewis, church building support officer for the Diocese of Norwich, and it received maintenance earlier this month. It's a great example of how collaboration benefits both the community and the environment.
A coach who has seen significant increase in female boxers is on the mission to inspire other women to take up the sport. Kerry Norfolk has taught contact sports for more than 30 years and said recently she has seen a huge rise in female boxers inspired by Olympic athletes such as Katie Taylor and Lauren Price. The 50-year-old said she gained valuable knowledge coaching for Norwich City for 12 years, and as more streaming platforms now showcase women's boxing events, the stereotypes around the sport have been broken. She said, over the last 3 years, we had 15 female boxers registered in the first Next Gen squad. I am currently organising the female competition for the New Era Box Cup in February, which has more than 100 entrants. Contact sports were once considered male-dominated. They are now seen as empowering for women. Ms. Norfolk recently won UK Coaching Community Coach of the Year, Children and Young People Award, sponsored by Play Their Way.
Norfolk County Council has been accused of neglecting carers in a report by Watchdogs, who said its adult social care services requires improvement. The Care Quality Commission gave the department an overall score of 56%. Following an inspection earlier this year. It heard from people who were providing care for friends and relatives who said they were often made to feel tokenistic and ineffective by the council, and that the strain they were under was not fully recognised. Chris Badger, the Care Quality Commissioner's Chief Inspector of Adult Social Care and Integrated Care, said, "Unpaid carers told us their assessments often felt tokenistic and ineffective." Alison Thomas, Cabinet Member for Adult Social Services, said she was surprised and very disappointed by the rating. "There appears to be an over-reliance on anecdotal evidence, but no real explanation as to what this is or why it should have such a bearing on the overall rating," she said. "I have every confidence that the Adult Social Care Team Transformation Project will deliver positive improvements and achieve good outcomes for the people of Norfolk we're here to help." In contrast to Ms. Thomas's comments, a statement from the Council Press Office said, "Nothing in the report was a surprise." However, the report did acknowledge the Council had made significant progress in the past year and praised frontline social workers and the impact of a new leadership team.